We're on the telephone with Joe Herdlicka, who is Executive Director of the Iowa Biotechnology Association. Joe, you have your Partnering for Growth showcase and forum coming up March 21st and 22nd in Ankeny. Let's talk about that, and what are you focusing on this year?
Well, Ken, we're really excited about this event. We feel as though it's become a real industry must attend event from the standpoint of, you know, between the some of the panel discussions, the issues we address there, and some of the well-known keynote industry speakers we've attracted, and this showcase of emerging biotech companies, it's become a really interesting event, provocative event. You know, what I think probably most of your audience would have most interest in is the ag tech that we're touching in this conference, because not only are we you know, highlighting some very interesting biotechnology related innovation in our showcase, but we're also looking at hosting a variety of companies who are very deeply involved in that precision agriculture arena. And as you know, that's becoming more and more important to this industry, and we're really excited to you know, feature some of the innovators who are going to participate in both the showcase and then a panel discussion that we have crafted on that issue specifically, that will feature both some of the bigger players, some of the smaller innovators, and then Sam Eppington from Climate Corporation, their chief scientist, is one of our keynote speakers. So I really think we're going to cover a range of issues in that space that will be very interesting.
Yeah, tell me more about the panel discussion. I see you have an individual coming in from the Broad Institute at Harvard and MIT, who has been kind of a pioneer in the development of the CRISPR-Cas9 technology.
We're pretty excited about his name is Dr. Feng Zhang. It's really a coup for us to attract a speaker of his caliber. You know, I think two things. A, we're really between him and then a really well-known speaker from Bayer Healthcare, Robert Salinas. You know, you really can show that intersection between the life science and ag science perspectives. And with Dr. Zhang, a lot of people don't know this gentleman. He's only 34 years old. He grew up in Des Moines, went to Roosevelt High School, but has quickly established himself as one of the key innovators in the gene editing space with this CRISPR-Cas9 technology that he's invented. He is this is very prevalent in both plant and human science, and he is being talked about in Nobel Prize circles. I mean, that's how significant his work is at the current time. So great that we can have him at this conference, and I think his presentation will be of extreme interest to a variety of industry watchers.
Well, Joe, give us an update on what's happening as far as biotechnology in Iowa, and you know, where are you at right now in 2017?
Well, you know, you and I were talking before we got on the phone, Ken. It you know, the conversation of the bioeconomy, if you will, is a very vibrant discussion right now. And I had a chance to participate in a really exciting panel at the Commodity Classic last week, and I really think that reflected where things are right now. And I felt pretty good, as I told you. This was an eight in the morning. You know, a panel discussion on a Saturday morning. You know, I think when you run 15 minutes overtime on questions and answers, you're doing pretty well, right? but, you know, on a positive note, consumers are really driving this move toward sustainable, renewable products. We see that continuing. There's certainly a couple of concerns that we see. I think, you know, the regulatory climate for the development of renewable products continues to be an area that we need to do homework. You know, and in the discussion, we also talked about, you know, where is the new administration on supporting the bioeconomy? You know, we had so much support, you know, in a variety of areas in the previous administration. You know, yet we don't have a Secretary of Agriculture confirmed. That's certainly a question on people's minds. So those were some of the areas that I think, you know, over the next year, Ken, there will continue to be discussion on those fronts. But overall, we're pretty excited about the opportunities, you know, for renewable and sustainable product development. You know, one thing I would say, going back to our event, I probably should give our web address and people can learn more about the event. I forgot to do that. If you go to iowabio.org, the lower center of our homepage, we'll have a link where people can learn all about how they can register and participate in that event. You know, the other thing that I guess I would add to the part about the bioeconomy, we're going to be hosting a webinar soon about our renewable biochemical tax credit program. So that's really getting underway, and you know, that's certainly a policy development that really, you know, that represents, you know, the sort of policy development we need to continue to support, you know, positive movements in that direction to support the bioeconomy.